brought Nancy Davis up on charges, and he told Nancy Davis to finger people that had already been fingered.
Okay, and one more thing. I want to tell you another thing about all the Republicans that are in the upper echelons of the Republican Party.
We're talking about Bob Dole. We're talking about Rich Bond.
I'm going to tell you something that's that is a simple publicly known fact that you can look up anytime you want. Every one of them is addicted to at least two dangerous drugs like
nicotine and caffeine.
No, I'm talking about dangerous psycho supposedly feel good drugs like Xanax or Percodan or whatever. Every one of the Republicans, and they're also alcoholics. From Richard Nixon to Ronald Reagan to George Bush, they start drinking at 11 o'clock in the morning, and by 3 o'clock they're sloshed, and that's why when you see them at press releases...
So maybe we can get George Bush to give us a call then, since we're talking about beer.
There you go, but I'll tell you what, George Bush, you know, for him to drink a beer would maybe bring him down to our level, but he doesn't do that. He goes straight to the hard stuff, because he's a crooked man who's run a crooked
government.
What's
his drink of choice?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
Blood.
George Bush and Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon screwed things up so bad, boys and girls, that what you're going to have to do is get serious about life, you know? And
didn't Nixon really screw things up when he took us off the gold standard? Wasn't that the biggest screw-up of the 70s?
What was it?
When Nixon took us off the gold standard, wasn't that the beginning of all our problems?
That was nothing compared to what George Bush and Ronald Reagan did every day of their office. They did another thing that was 10 times worse than that. Every day of their time in office, they have done something to destroy some aspect of our life, of our civil society we had. They went after it with a vengeance.
Well, they got ketchup declared a vegetable. We got to go.
Do you remember what Ronald Reagan's daughter tried to tell you? That he ran their family.
She used to hang out with the Eagles, though.
The same way he ran the government. That's why she was trying to tell people what he was going to do to us.
Yeah, but anybody that would write a song with Don Henley and then brag about it, you know, she's kind of be off her rocker.
Whatever, that's nothing compared to what Ronald Reagan and George Bush did to us. And I'm going to tell you another thing. If you think you can just go on and, like, let Bill Clinton get in there and you're going to just pick away and nag away at Bill Clinton over little piddly-ass shit and let Ronald Reagan and George Bush come around from behind and take over like they did before, like that whole thing with Jimmy Carter was a setup staged by the CIA, George Bush, Ronald Reagan, and the Republicans. Anybody that, you know, you guys are in radio, you ought to get in journalism, you ought to figure out how to find a story.
We are!
And how to look up some facts about things. You know, you don't read the front pages of papers like The Enquirer and listen to your three main networks to find out your information. There are a lot of other sources, you know. And if I were living in a democracy...
Is this David Brenner?
Well, whatever,
This sounds just like David Brenner.
Well, good. I'm glad, you know.
I'm just voice-wise, but go ahead, sorry.
It's great, but, you know, what I'm telling you is are just things that you've got to know, because you know what? This planet's got very limited time to go, and we should be worrying about the problems on a scientific basis about how to live on this planet right now. But we've been distracted for 20 years.
You're a doomsday predictor too, aren't you?
We've been distracted for 20 years by psychopaths from the past who happened to get in by this insane structure that has been building up since the atomic...
What are you
hey, I got one question for you.
What?
Do our votes count, or is that some kind of plot too?
That's the thing they haven't been able to step aside yet.
So you think our votes still count?
Well, it did count with Bill Clinton here. Do you understand how powerful it was? People sensed how crazy Bush was to the point that they didn't go for the media. And the media was totally trying to prop Bush up as a normal person, a guy who can't even present himself in public without the most bizarre mannerism.
My take on the media was that they didn't support Bush.
Excuse me?
My take on the media was that they didn't support Bush. They could have ran a cover story on Time Magazine.
They supported him as much as they could, but let me tell you, what can you do with a guy like Bush? This is a madman. Do you understand the guy can't even talk in public like a normal person? I mean, do you understand it's not normal for a person to speak like that in public? Or to use the kind of mannerisms he uses? Or to use the kind of phraseology? Do you understand that's highly abnormal? You understand that those are the symptoms of a person who's addicted to...
You know, he blanked about 70 to 80 times a minute during the debates.
Well, of course. The man is a maniac. You understand that he passed out from drinking sake in Japan? That was because he was drunk. He just flat out passed out from being drunk.
Bye, Jim.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just, you know... You have to understand that
okay,
that media you're listening to, those three networks, that's not the truth. That's all a big setup. That's totally set up. Do you understand that when they totally drained the savings and loan industry of all the money that was in it, and they had some flunkies that they already picked out, like Marvin Warner was an honest person who was set up by the CIA. Remember the two CIA guys that were in his company that were the ones that did the little thing that they caught him on and put him in jail for?
Yeah.
Remember that? And the government had no case, but when it went before the jury, you know, now the government, when they don't have a case like against Noriega or Warner or Keating, they go and they say, well, listen, jury, even though we don't have a case, the public doesn't know that, so you better find in our favor, or we'll put the IRS on you, and we'll make you look bad in public, and you won't be a patriot.
Hey, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
My name is Dale Sutton.
Dale?
Candidate for president of the world.
Okay, that's great. Is this your best beer story?
It's you know.
That's pretty much what
beer,
we're wondering
beer,
about.
Beer brings it out.
We're looking for our best beer story.
What's your
here.
Favorite beer, Dale?
Burger Light.
Thanks.
That's enough.
That says it all.
Frank for Wiedemann.
Jay, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Jay,
Jay,
how are you?
You want to hear my best beer story?
Let's hear your best beer story, Jay.
Well, first of all, you do have somebody there pounding Wiedemann's.
Yeah, we have Brian pounding Wiedemann's.
All right.
Now, you like Wiedemann's?
Now Wiedemann's to me is a good beer, but...
All right. Well, all right.
Your good Burger Light, your Schlitz, of course, a tasty beer.
You know, I would have liked beer Burger Light until that last guy that called, man.
Yeah,
I can't be drinking that Burger Light anymore. I don't want to be thinking that intellectual stuff that I have know nothing about.
Hey Jay, how long have you been around Cincinnati?
I've been around Cincinnati like off and on since the early '80s.
All right.
Oh well, then you won't remember this, but maybe the other people here will remember this. I'm gonna do a quick impression. Burger, the beer that brings you both. Jack Moran.
Now, do you guys remember Top Hat?
Top Hat, it's a fine beer.
Do we remember it?
Brewed in Louisville.
Still drink it.
You live it. You live the whole Top Hat experience.
There's three beers, buddy. Wiedemann. There's Wiedemann. And there's Busch Light.
Right.
And there's Beast Light. That's what it is for me.
Those are the three best.
Those are the ones that I drink.
That's all you need. You know, I was going to tell you guys that, you know, if this guy is really claiming that Bush was, quote-unquote, the party president, the one that was on Xanax all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, no way, man. If he was trading sake shots with the Prime Minister of Japan, he would have been puking. He would have been hanging in.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, the Prime Minister weighs 78 pounds, man.
Drank Bush under the table, literally.
See? So I rest my case.
Yeah, but all you right. don't know what Bush was doing during the day. He probably had some purple footballs in him and everything.
Hey, Jay, hang on. We're going to put you on hold a minute, right?
All right.
We're coming, Jay.
We're back.
Hi, Jay. We're back.
Hey, you guys just don't know what's going on, okay?
We had to kill a rodent here real quick.
hey, man, you know, CNN, it's a CIA plot.
It sure is.
And Mike,
everything's a plot.
ESPN is.
Listen, man, I am driving. Well, first of all, let me just be the first to say that if Lincoln had been sitting more, pointing more to his right, James Wilkes Booth would have never been able to nail him. And to tell you what, if Booth had an automatic weapon, hey, Abe Lincoln, a goner. He wouldn't have held on 4 hours like he did. It's all plot.
You know, you're not supposed to talk about shooting presidents on the radio.
That's right.
Don't you know anything about the FCC regulations?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about those.
Yeah, well, we don't talk about shooting presidents on this radio show, just celebrities.
You know, I am driving the Kennedy assassination mobile, which is kind of interesting.
What kind of car is that?
Well, you know, it's the old Lincoln. It was real cheap. I had to clean out the interior. What a mess. I mean, come on. Burger wrappers, top of heads. I mean, come on.
He had John Connolly cigarette butts everywhere.
Yeah. You know, Connolly, of course, was another party monster. It's another CIA plot.
Anybody that was that rich and got that poor, then that rich again that quick had to be crooked somehow.
Exactly. And the magic bullet hit his Jim Beam bottle.
And that's why it bounced. That's why, yeah, it went through his shoulder, through Kennedy's brain.
Right.
Then it lodged itself right by Jim Beam's mustache.
Exactly. You know, see, it's all coming together now.
That's why they couldn't find it.
Exactly.
And they say, well, there is a conspiracy.
And see, to me, you take a guy like Bob Braun. I mean, that was a CIA plant. He had no upper lip.
Couldn't sing.
His son is on television.
He's like 5'3".
Yeah. And you take Jerry Springer. He's an audiometronic.
What's that?
Well, you know, in Disney.
Like,
you know,
in Westworld or something?
Yeah. Oh, I know what that is.
From the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, when, you know, James Garfield stands up and he waves to the crowd and you hear motors run.
Yeah. I've been there.
Man, that's my favorite exhibit.
I've been to the James A. Garfield Museum.
It's more real life, more real life than the real thing.
It sure is. It's like a startling slice of life.
Exactly.
Well, you know, fellas, I just want to tell you that you guys are doing a great job, and you're doing your part to hold up your end of democracy, and I think the Cold Chris and Rob show is a conspiracy myself.
Basically, you know all this music that Chris is playing in the background?
Uh-huh.
You think it's just idle, fun music?
No. No way.
Jay, you'll never be the same after listening to this. Vote Republican. Vote Republican. There's hidden messages in that stuff.
Yeah, I just want to say, fellas, I got to sign off, but Mr. Ed is satanic.
Damn right.
Damn straight.
Later.
Have a great evening.
749-1444. Get those calls in. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. In case you just tuned in, our topic is beer. Our guest is Brian. He's on number what?
That would be number 456.
Wiedemann number 6 he's just put away in how long? An hour and 15 minutes?
Yeah, wow.
How's that buzz doing?
Oh, I'm buzzing.
Describe it to us.
It's not quite drunk. It's definitely not sober.
Really?
It's that median in between.
Count backwards from 100 to 0 in threes.
They can't do that when he's sober.
Exactly.
97.
Okay, thanks. 97, 94, right? Okay, 91.
Faster.
88.
Faster.
Okay. 85, 81, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going right? Okay.
Keep going.
Let's see.
Keep doing it while we take the next call, okay?
79.
Hello, Will.
75.
Hi, 71. Will. What's on your mind?
Will from the Couch Crew.
Hello.
Hi, Will. You're on.
Well, I just want to tell you a good brew story.
Lay it on us. We need a
go
good brew
it.
Story.
Well, when you're laying back drinking some good beer like Cross Cutter.
Cost Cutter?
Cost Cutter? They got Cost Cutter beer?
They used to have Kroger beer.
Cost Cutter's a fine brew.
They used to have Double K beer, too, at King Cook.
I was just up at Kroger's. I didn't see Cost Cutter.
Well, they used to have it. But anyways, you tape a cat to a wall and throw darts at it.
Yeah.
And watch out for...
Do you know the guy that jumped out the window acting like a dog? Who was in Europe?
Anarchy, great. Will, you're too much of a wild man for us. We got to go. You know, Brian, you might think you're the first kid to ever drink beer, but you're not.
Oh, I'm not?
Little Sumerian people Back 5,000 years ago, we're drinking brew.
Oh, really?
Scientists say they found the earliest known chemical evidence that ancient Sumerian people quaffed a few brews. They found pale yellow deposits on the inside of a jar more than 5,000 years old. And the deposits were a substance that settles out of barley beer when it's stored or fermented. And they already had evidence of beer going back all the way to 3,500 BC.
Would that be mead?
Could very well possibly be. The Sumerians were drinkers. We got Joel on the air with Chris and Rob and Brian.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to say about my best beer story was sitting here drinking a beer and laughing so hard, getting it coming out my nose, listening to Dale a couple callers ago.
Listen to who?
Dale.
Oh, Dale Clinton running for president of the world?
Oh, yeah.
Dale was out there.
He's talking about other people being psychopaths.
I know. What the hell? What the hell makes you paranoid? What is that? Cocaine makes you paranoid?
Whatever.
And plus, as fast as he was talking, he had to be on it.
And I think, too, if we had more politicians on Xanax, I don't think we'd have a lot of the problems we do.
Just Xanax are the little purple footballs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You sound like an expert.
Kind of.
I like guys really. Who do like, hey man, I took half a Xanax and drank half bottle of wine. Mix it all up and then they get the big buzz going.
Yeah.
Is that it, Joel? That's your best story? It's happened tonight?
That's the best.
We're glad we could be a part of it.
Here's Dr. Zombie.
Thank you. I'm just a bullshitter, that's all.
In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
Drunken Brian, if you can't tell.
You're listening to WAIF in Cincinnati, Chris and Rob. The phone number is 749-1444. Give us a call. And our guest tonight is Brian, in case you just tuned in. He's on his sixth beer. He's getting plowed, isn't he?
Hey, yeah. Oh, I'm definitely getting plowed.
Now,
I'm ready to go.
I asked you this during the break. Have you been drinking any this week? Like, is your tolerance built up?
Well, my tolerance has been going down, actually, lately. But since Wednesday, I haven't slept on my own bed at all because I haven't been able to make it to the third floor. I've been sleeping on the couch.
Okay.
I just turned 21.
Happy birthday. When was
your
birthday?
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
So I've been... Not making it upstairs,
yeah.
Basically. Going to the bars, drinking a lot, a little too much.
So, how old are you this week?
I'm 21 now.
Uh-huh. Old enough to drink now.
Oh, I'm old enough to drink now.
So how many times have you gotten drunk since you turned 21?
What day is today?
Just once. Just once. One 72-hour drunk.
All right.
Just once. It's peer pressure. One day peer pressure.
Hello, Frank. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that the opinions expressed by Dale do not reflect the opinions of the Burger Lake beer drinking public.
Thank you. Hey, what's your name? Frank?
Frank,
I'd like to thank you, Frank.
Brian's only on a six pack in an hour and a half. He needs to get a funnel.
Pardon?
A funnel? In other words, he's saying bottoms up.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Get it going. Oh, you're near the end of that one.
Yep.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, he needs to tilt that up.
I'm going.
What a sophomoric show. All right, Frank, is that all you had to say?
Frank, you got a beer story?
I just wanted to say that there are still bars out there that sell jug beer.
What's jug beer?
$5 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you used to have to tell... Mom, why don't you, don't buy milk in the carton this week. Why don't you just buy a gallon plastic jug of it? What do you need? What do you need to go? Mom, I need the jug for school project. Then you had to take down your local bar and they filled up with draft beer, but it would foam. You'd get about a quart of beer and three quarts of foam.
Not exactly. The bar I go to, the beer's so flat it doesn't foam.
Where's that?
Reister's in White Oak.
Oh yeah, Reister's in White Oak.
All right, great club.
That is that's a fine establishment. They got the best jukebox in White Oak. They do. They got all that old Sam Cooke on it and everything.
Hey, where else can you hear Elvis sing Rockalola Baby?
Only at Reese's in White Oak.
All right, number seven's going down.
That would be number seven.
All right, Frank, number seven's going down. We're going to go on to our next call.
All right.
Later, 749-1444. We got a line open. How's number seven treating you, Brian?
Oh, you know, number seven's it's a fine number. I like number seven a lot.
Chris, you want to jump in on this? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm down at Webb's. I'll finish that story I started a long time ago. My friend just got a job working for this funeral home sweeping the parking lot, but he told us he picked up dead bodies because that was his life's ambition, to pick up dead bodies someday. So we got really, 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 really drunk, and we called from this bar, Webb's, and we called the funeral home where he worked because we knew he was at work, and we said, my name is Fred Douglas, and I'm a fireman here at the Hamilton City Fire Department. I've got a stiff, and I need you to come pick him up. We was hoping we could get the inn, and we gave him the bar's address. We kept hoping a friend would come pulling up in the deathmobile to pick up this dead guy, and we would be there waiting and laughing, but they never showed up. The bastards. So the funeral home people are too smart for us. I don't know. It was really hilarious to us, but every time I tell the story, it sounds really lame. I guess it is, but it was funny at the time. I guess you had to be there. One of those you had to be there. They had one of those slide bowling games, too.
That's why it's a drinking game. Yeah, that's why it's a drinking story.
Yeah. If it's a real good time, you don't need to be that drunk, I guess. So what's going on, Jimbo? We got something? Yeah. What's going on here? We got Paul. Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Pretty good.
What's on your mind tonight, Paul?
What?
What's on your mind tonight? Yeah, that bar where Frank is?
Yeah, do they sell jug beer there at Webb's?
Yeah, they do.
Paul, what you been drinking tonight?
What?
What you been drinking tonight?
Bass Pale Ale.
Bass Pale Ale? How many have you had?
I don't have enough fingers.
You don't have enough fingers.
Good
you
to hear that.
Must be loaded.
Or is that from your industrial accident?
What?
I mean,
hold on, Mike wants to talk to you.
So Paul, you're pretty messed up tonight.
Nah, I don't drink.
You don't drink? But you don't have enough fingers to count how many you've had.
Hey, I'm sorry, but had both my arms shot off in Vietnam.
Oh, the old Vietnam, and you're what, about 19, 20?
I don't know. Goodbye. You're boring.
Uh-oh.
This guy calls us up and says he's been drinking, but then says he's not drinking and says he's the only toddler in Vietnam, but secret agent baby we had over there.
We were boring.
But he stayed up till what time is it now? Oh, it's 3:30 in the
listening
morning.
Listening to us because we're damn interesting.
Because we're so ever so boring.
Wasn't that you, Chris, back in our heady undergraduate days? You got really drunk and pushed the lead singer of the band off stage, grabbed his tambourine, and started singing the REM cover of a Superman.
Hey, good deal.
Wasn't that you? That wasn't you?
That was Chuck Kelso.
No, that was Matt. Matt the Meat Keogh did that, I think. Well, what did you do that people would remember you from?
Nothing. All I ever did is wake up in a church pew. So
that's a good story,
though. I broke a sink once. I dropped a coffee cup in my sink, and it went all the way down to the ground, went right through, put a hole in my sink.
Let's get personal.
Was that a very heavy cup or a weak sink?
I got out of paying the landlord for it, too.
Oh, that's impressive.
The landlord went ahead and bought a new sink, and I didn't pay a dime.
That is impressive, then.
K-Woon?
I got so drunk once that I was at this really loud, crowded bar, and I fell asleep on the cigarette machine.
Uh-oh. All right.
Standing up. The first and only time I've ever fell asleep standing up was on a cigarette machine, and this girl I was with woke me up and wasn't too impressed with me the rest of the night. I kind of lost her.
Passing out in strange places is pretty good, though.
Yeah, falling asleep on a cigarette
machine. I passed out.
We got the... Oh. Go ahead. We had this guy last week. Green Giant, go ahead. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
I'm still never used to the system you got there.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird system.
Oh, man, I really like that guy, Dale.
Dale was a sweetheart.
Dale's gotten a lot of calls tonight.
Dale made my night here.
That's good.
You know, I think that Dale has a few points there. You know, like, I just looked in my book again. I was talking about last time I talked to you called Where We Stand, about how America compares to other countries in the world.
You want to know where we stand on the beer drinking list? About
Japan drinks has the highest pure alcohol consumption, if you have to break it down to something, than any other country in the world.
Yeah, but do you know who has the 10 biggest beer drinking countries are?
It says here somewhere, I forget where, I think it's like Germany.
Czechoslovakia, West Germany, Australia, Belgium, Luxembourg, New Zealand, East Germany, United Kingdom, Denmark, Austria. You notice we did not say America.
Boo. But we're trying.
I mean, the Japanese are like way above everyone else. It says 6.2 gallons per person of alcohol consumption per year. And then
6.2 gallons? That's nothing.
I think you mean just pure alcohol, beer and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They have to break it down to the pure stuff. So, like, and the next one down the list is France, like at 4.8, and all the rest of them are like 4.6, anyone he's even remotely close. So I think he did drink Bush under the table.
Green Giant, what's your best beer drinking story?
Beer's not my favorite alcoholic.
Oh, any liquor will do.
Okay, well, I think the best story is this last couple weeks I stopped drinking for a while. It's amazing. I'm in an altered state. It's different, you know?
That's your story? That's it?
To me, it's quite amazing.
What, you can actually taste your food now? That's exciting to you?
I just noticed that my the vitamins,
your tolerance went down,
actually making me healthier now. It's just amazing. I can see things better. It's amazing. But another thing too, I just pulled out this other book. It says that Bush owns like his whole family, like large stockholders in Lilly, Abbott, Bristol, Pfizer. After Dale there, I said that we could look up this shit. I said, well, damn, maybe he's got something there. So I did look it up. And Bush, at least one big Republican bigwig, is a big stockholder in these drug companies. So maybe, maybe they got their hand in the pill jar there. And maybe he did fall over from being stoned out in the sake into his plate of food there. Who knows?
Yeah, but that was pretty entertaining when he puked.
Whoops.
Dale makes me want to start drinking again. Tell that guy.
Go for it, buddy. You got my permission.
All right.
Hey, do me a favor. Start off with the Wiedemann.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
You can't go wrong from the Wiedemann.
shift at the plant and I work on the outside. Not a lot, I'd rather be back home making love to my new bride. Well, there's only two things that I want when I'm back in my double wide, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Now I know you're working every day just as hard as I do. If I didn't think that, I might have loved you, but I wouldn't have said I do. And there's only two things in the world I need to get close to, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Well, I got both ends of meeting in the middle, but I can't seem to get them tied. I don't care, long as I know you'll be by my side. But I can't seem to get them tied. I don't care, long as I know you'll be by my side. Well, I ain't gonna work as hard every day of my lifetime. One of these days everything that I want's gonna be mine. But if it ain't, that'll be alright, as long as there's sunshine and a big old brew.
...749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The topic is beer. Basically, we want to know your beer stories. And one thing that goes along with getting good and drunk is getting a tattoo. Has anybody here got drunk and got a tattoo? Brian?
No, I haven't got a tattoo yet. I'm waiting to get a tattoo, but I haven't got
one. Wait until the day that you can drink 18 beers? And then you
well, I was up to that level, but I've cut down a lot. So, I mean, I haven't cut down a lot because I just turned 21. I'm sorry, I lied there.
You've been drunk for the last 3 days straight, and you're cutting down. For what?
Yeah, I've been cutting down lately.
When you should go on those 2-week-long binges, I guess.
If I did drink when I was underage, then I used to be able to drink a lot more than I can now. But I've cut down a lot now.
Well, as you get older?
I don't know. It's more like as I don't live at home with mom and dad and I have less money.
So that's what mom and dad's good for, is basically supplying the beer.
That's pretty much free rent, free everything, you know.
749-1444. So as soon as you guys start paying the rent, that's...
Yeah, that's pretty much when your tolerance goes down the chute.
Hey, mom, paying this rent is really putting a dent in my beer money. Can't you do anything about that?
Yeah, she did. She kicked me out. So,
for being drunk all the time?
That's pretty much what it came down to, yeah.
I got really drunk one night on just walking around town with a 2-liter full of 7 and 7, and I guess I puked all over myself. My mom asked me what was wrong the next day, and I had no idea, and then I found out she had to clean me up.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
That was fun. Dave, you're on with Chris and Rob and Brian and Chris.
Hello?
Hi, Dave.
Hello. I was up in Cincinnati getting brewed one night.
Cool.
And I was walking down the street.
Would that be tonight?
No, it was last night.
Okay.
And some guy was getting beat up by Batman.
Had
a Batman costume on, beating someone up. Oh, it was funny, being brewed.
That's a bummer.
Being brewed? I bet you were just all partied out.
Where you at tonight?
I'm sitting at home.
Where's that?
Drinking Old English 800.
OE 800. Good deal.
You guys take it easy.
All right, we'll try.
Keep brewed.
We'll stay brewed.
This is Ken Bree speaking to you. This is Ken Bree speaking to me.
Man alive, what the hell is he talking about? Get brewed and watch.
Hey, everybody, I was in Cincinnati.
When did beer become a hallucinogen? I just thought it was a mild depressant.
That's twice tonight it's been a hallucinogen, hasn't it?
I know, yeah. You think you'd turn into
someone turned into a dog and jumped out a window?
But this was Clifton, so maybe there was some guy in a Batman outfit that's beating the hell out of a drifter or something. Yeah, some guy with a mohawk and
something
big,
weird.
Big pointy ears beating somebody up.
In case you just tuned in, Brian's here as our special guest tonight, getting crocked. He's
and,
on his.
I haven't gotten a phone call to get my
motor
test
skills.
Yet.
Are you on your eighth Wiedemann now?
Yet.
How many you drank?
That would 4, 5, 6. I'm on my 7th.
You're on your 7th. How long till number 8?
Pardon?
How long till number 8?
I'd say about minute and a half.
Minute and a half, I'll be on number 8. Ladies and gentlemen, 749-1444. In a minute, we're going to be putting the pencil in front of his eyeballs.
Uh-oh.
Seeing if they move around.
Ruh-roh.
So has anybody ever gone to bed with anybody that they didn't want to because they were drunk? Or has anybody ever gone to bed with you when they didn't want to because they were drunk? Brian, you want to handle that one first?
No, I wouldn't want to handle that one first.
You know what?
No, I definitely don't want to handle that
Chris,
one.
Chris, you want to go with that one? No one knows your last name. It's your anonymity is protected here.
Well,
have you ever gone to bed with anyone you didn't want to because you were drunk? And has anyone ever gone to bed with you then woke up the next day? Oh, God, I slept with Chris. Because
that would be coyote ugly.
Yeah, when you chew your arm off.
Chew your arm off to get the hell out of there.
No, not exactly.
Okay, Chris? Other Chris? Chris the host? Has that ever happened to you? You're laughing way too hard.
I know, I hear that laughing a lot.
Home. This is obviously hitting very close to home for you.
Once, but I didn't take my clothes off. That's the honest to God truth.
And that's why you were known as the Don Juan of Bowling
Hence,
Green.
You were drunk.
The only guy who can make wild, passionate love while
with
still wearing his
on.
Tennis shoes.
Exactly. that's a man of high standards for you.
Did he take? I heard of leaving your socks on, but not your sweater. What the hell? You left everything on?
I had the beer goggles on, but I didn't have the beer bodysuit on or anything.
So basically, she woke up with you and was ashamed of herself. No. Oh, yeah, listen. Of course, it's always the other way around for everybody. Hey, Mike, you're on with Chris and Rob and Brian and Chris. And don't hang out with this Paul guy because he's a bad influence friend. And that's going to be another topic for another week.
Okay, well, I was, like, fooling around with some chick once. I was really wasted. And apparently she must have, like, took advantage of me. You know, apparently I must have had a...
Oh, that's rough.
You know, a hard-on or something. I know there's FCC rules, so I'll try to keep it as clean as possible. But
in other words, you had a boner.
Yeah, well, basically. Let's sum it up easy.
You had them beer goggles going.
Right.
Exactly.
And I passed out, apparently, and fell asleep. I woke up the next day and went to work, right? And I was really hungover. And feeling the urge to go to the restroom, I went to the restroom, and apparently I had one of those prophylactic things on.
One of those prophylactic things.
Was it used?
Get you every time.
Was it still fresh or used?
It was definitely used. So apparently I got lucky and didn't even know it. And you gotta hate that.
You got lucky and didn't even know. I tell you what, Mike.
Dude, you're bumming.
Tell me about it. I still don't remember it. And she was halfway decent looking.
Well, wait. I thought you said you were drinking.
Well,
how do you know she was halfway decent looking?
Well, she was gorgeous, apparently, to me.
Yeah, to you? Oh, okay. No, now I can relate to you.
But
okay.
If she was gorgeous, then she probably woke up ashamed of herself and snuck the hell out of there.
Exactly.
Is why you don't remember.
And if you would have woke up first, chances are you would have snuck the hell out of there, too.
Probably. And she's probably going, she went back to the sorority house. Cindy, you won't believe who I slept
how
with.
How did you know she was in a sorority? That's amazing.
and she said, Cindy.
What, you think we don't do research around here?
Cindy, I slept with Mike last night.
Oh, my God, you didn't.
I mean, you're probably the talk of the house for a couple of days.
And you think we didn't visit that house? Okay.
Okay. All right, well, that's basically my story, guys.
Yeah, that's a good story.
It was a good story.
Okay. Well, I'll let you guys go.
That's
okay,
right.
Great. Good job. Make me proud.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So every time you see a guy who looks a little hungover, you're going to be wondering now, does he have a prophylactic on him?
You gotta hate it when you wake up with one of those prophylactics on you.
Prophylactic things.
One of those prophylactic things.
749-1444 is the phone number here.
I'm still waiting for some motor skill tests. Come on out.
If you have some kind of tongue twister, we tried to Peter Pecker.
I pretty much failed when I wasn't really even drunk.
He didn't even have a buzz on. He couldn't say that.
Motor skills is where it's at. That's the way to test.
And he was counting back by threes okay till Chris started throwing it.
Yeah, but since I can't add or subtract, you know, that doesn't help me.
So what? You're obviously
being the illiterate, non-mathematical person.
So
come up with something anyway.
So you're obviously a broadcasting major.
Exactly.
8 times 7.
Something more than 10.
There, yep, that's as close 56, as you can get.
56, maybe? I don't know.
56, I think. Something like that. We got somebody else here on the line. He's getting primed. He's getting prepped. He's getting ready to go. Louder, man. You got to speak up really loud to be on the Chris and Rob late night.
How you doing?
Hey, Mike, you're on the air.
Fine.
Hey, you sound pretty good.
How are you?
Okay.
Well,
keep blasting.
Here's the story for you.
Lay it on us.
We was at this college party.
Yes.
And there, it was just, well, not a party, but just like a get-together thing.
A little get-together.
A soiree, you might say.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
It.
Good word.
Well, there was these people from Bowling Green there.
Those guys.
Oh, those old. One of those Bowling Green stories.
They drank
one of those wacky guys
the
from Bowling Green. Is
yeah,
it?
And they wouldn't drink nothing but wine coolers, and they smoked pot.
Oh, those Bowling Green guys.
Yeah,
oh,
those Bowling
okay.
Green guys.
Now we got the story set straight.
Yeah, that's Bowling Green.
But we kept offering them beer and Jolly Ranchers.
Beer and Jolly Ranchers?
Which
is great.
I guess if you put a Jolly Rancher in your mouth and then drink a beer,
hence it
like
would
a
make
wine.
It a wine cooler?
Well, they wouldn't accept our beer, so they accepted our Jolly Ranchers.
Is that one of the stories you're going to tell your grandchildren?
And then they went to sleep, and we stepped on them all night like 30 times.
You're crazy.
Oh, man. Say it isn't so. Please, say it isn't so.
Waking them up to ask them if they wanted a beer or a Jolly Rancher.
You're a nut.
You're a nut.
Are you drinking tonight?
Yeah, I'm drinking.
All right, good deal. Where you at?
I'm in Florence, Kentucky.
Most
Florence, Kentucky. All right, good deal. What are you drinking tonight? What's your beer choice for the evening?
8-Ball.
8-Ball.
Old English 800.
Oh, I know it. Oh, you don't need to remind me what 8-Ball is, buddy. I woke up one morning with OE 800 written all over my body because I was drinking the 8-Ball.
Yeah, it usually does that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
See ya.
749-1444.
We're having a party. Dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. The cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table. Me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging, Sally's doing that twist now. If you take requests, I got a few for you. Play that one called I Know. Don't forget them mashed potatoes. No other songs will do. Let me tell you, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby.
Yeah, we're sure having a party here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
That's
We've got
right.
Brian working on how many, 7 or 8?
4, 5, 6, 7. I'm on 7. Almost done with 7.
And you say you can't do math. You can count those bruises. Hey, go ahead, Delhi.
Hey, one, I'd like to see if you can pat his head and rub his stomach.
Pat my head, rub my stomach?
He's been doing that all night anyway.
Okay, I'll attempt it, right?
All right.
He's attempting it. He's patting his head. He did it. He did it, no problem.
Switch.
What? Switch?
Yeah.
Oh, man. More requests?
Same hand.
Okay. So, pat my stomach, rub my head.
Right.
Okay. In a circle?
Right.
He's rubbing his head. He's patting his stomach.
Oh, my God. He's doing it.
No problem. Absolutely.
How the hell do you know?
Because you sounded confident when you were doing it.
Oh, okay. I was confident. I did it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dale.
Give me something tougher, man.
Oh, hold on. I got one more story.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. This is when I was in Fort Lauderdale.
Speak up.
This is when I was down in Fort Lauderdale.
All right.
For the 4th of July. When I was
4th of July.
Nimitz, when I was still in the Nimitz.
That would be July 4th, right?
Right.
Okay.
All right. Me and a friend went town.
Weren't you the one talking about Fort Lauderdale earlier?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Who was talking in the Navy.
Okay, go for it.
Anyways, I was in the Navy. This guy was 120 pounds. Me and him got drunk on whiskey sours. He got so drunk.
How drunk did he get?
He was... Well, you know them little troop carriers?
They don't little have what?
Mike Boat has a little... They're troop carriers.
Oh, yeah, so...
They don't have no top on them.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And anyways, I had to hold him over the side so he could puke.
I don't believe you. You're lying.
No.
Yeah, you're lying. Some guy got so drunk he
got so drunk he puked?
No way. That can't
Dude,
be...
Dude, that doesn't happen.
That's not humanly possible.
I've never met anyone that's puked before.
Well, anyways, this guy weighs 130 pounds on the way...
130? He's a huge guy then. He's yeah. Like, what, Tyson's? He's huge.
Yeah, Sugar Ray, maybe.
Sugar Ray? Yeah.
Okay, tell us a story. Anyways, he puked. What the hell is so great about that?
On the way there, I had to stuff him inside the seat on the bus because he was picking fights with Marines.
Oh, you don't want to do that now, do you?
We already talked to Marines tonight.
Well, anyways, he was picking fights with Marines. Then I had to hold him over the side by his belt.
Navy guy.
Puke over the side. And then I had to carry him up the gangplank because he passed out.
Not up the gangplank.
Wait, was he a Navy guy too?
Yeah, we were both in the Navy.
Hold on, he got so drunk he puked in his
Navy stomach. Guys are puking and getting in fights with the Marines?
And you have to carry him up the gangplank?
No wonder.
No, say it isn't so.
Oh, and they say our country's in shambles. Come on, man. When we got fighting between the two of them, oh, that's not right.
It was hilarious. You had to been there. I mean.
I really wish I was.
Okay, thanks a lot, Delhi, dude. All right.
749-1444.
Chris, I think you got a story now, don't you?
What a fool.
Brian. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Here's another. Getting back to that earlier thing we were talking about. I was at a party, got really drunk, and got picked up by this girl.
Yes.
Yes, this girl picked me up. So she was really, really drunk. I was just pretty drunk. She was really, really drunk. She picked me up. We went back to my apartment room, whatever it was. And then we got to know each other. And then the next week, I went back to the same house where they were having another party. And this guy came up and shook my hand. And he said, you're Rob, right? And I said, yeah. And he said, oh, well, I'm Jeff. And I said, well, I don't know you, Jeff. Why should I know you? He said, well, we have something in common. And I said, what are you talking about? Then he said the girl's name, and he was with her earlier that same night.
Yeah, that's kind of an awful story to be telling, Rob.
It's kind of an awful story, but that's the story of my life, basically.
That's too bad. I remember the one time a good old friend of mine went to the fame bar Mr. K's. Are you familiar with the place?
Mr. K's in downtown Clifton.
That's fine.
Oh, yes. A fine, fine establishment.
That's fine.
And apparently he brought home this girl named Veronica.
Veronica, all right.
Yes, Veronica. Veronica was 17 years old, graduated from high school.
Cool. So was I when I graduated.
That's just the difference, that's all.
You're only 17?
I was only 17.
So then
go on the air and I'll ask me that.
So then Veronica comes home and stays at the apartment and things are going okay.
Cool.
The only problem is Veronica stayed for about 4 or 5 days.
Woo! That could be a made-for-TV movie or something.
Well, you never know whether it's just another dirty girl from Mr. K's or it could be a fatal attraction.
So was it frightening?
It was very frightening.
Did you live with this guy?
Okay. Well,
no. I didn't actually live with the guy, no.
Man, you gotta leave the next day. Guys and girls, if you stay the night, you gotta leave the next day because that can get really, really scary. What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Whoa.
Like that.
There you go. Okay, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Go ahead. What's your question?
I just want to know what you think about people who don't drink at all.
Well, that's totally fine. I do drink. There's, you know, if you don't drink, hey, God love you.
So what's it feel to be drunk?
Yeah. Oh, I feel good. I'm a happy guy. You know, I'm normally a happy guy anyway, so this just gives me a little bit more buzz. I'm just that much more happy, that's all.
Oh, you think I'd be happier if I drank?
No, if you don't want to drink, hey, don't drink. I'm not going to force anybody to drink.
Brian, do you feel that your alcohol imbibement enhances your feelings of joviality? Or do you feel
that... I've wasted enough of your time.
No. Stand there. Hold on. Enhances? Well, yeah, it does enhance a little bit.
It does enhance your jocular mood.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Enhances what?
His jocular mood.
My jocular mood.
Oh, okay.
It does.
What if you were like really bummed out about something? You hit the bottle? Would you be doubly as bummed out? Just like if beer makes you doubly.
Yeah, it does make me doubly bummed out. I don't know about everybody, but it makes me doubly bummed out.
So if, don't like, drink when you're bumming.
When I start to hit the bottle, I think I'm gonna get that much more happy. But I hit the bottle, and you're right. I'm doubly bummed out. So it's probably a bad thing to do when you're depressed.
Probably.
But seeing as how I'm not depressed, drink up.
And you don't think you'll be depressed when you have a hangover tomorrow?
Well, I gotta work at 9:30 tomorrow morning, so I really don't care.
There goes number 8 or 9.
Okay.
That would be number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8.
Number 8.
Number 8. I'm on number 8.
8 is enough.
Fine. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. This is totally an experiment. I'm the little guinea pig.
Find out if she has any jobs for your motor.
Do you have any jobs for my motor skills?
Oh, let me see.
We're trying to look. If somebody's got it out there, I need some jobs for motor skills.
Well, I suppose it would have to be something audio, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. Something I could, well, you know, I could do it here, and they'd all vouch for me, so go ahead.